You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
It's In Demand, I'm Lucy, and tonight, with great pleasure, we welcome Mr. Dizzy Rascal. Hello.
What's going on?
It's all good, mate. It's all good. How are you?
Lovely jubbly.
Dirty Disco then, Dizzy. Awesome tune. And yet again, you've mixed your genre of music with a brand new genre. So you've gone disco. What made you decide to do that?
Because I've fully sold out. Sold my soul.
It always comes back to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, eventually, no. I basically just wanted to make another feel-good tune, yeah?
Yeah.
That just get everyone jumping and just get everyone moving again. And the producer of the track, Cage, he played me an old disco tune. And that one was like 6-7 minutes long or something. So I just picked the parts I like, wrote the chorus, wrote the hook on it too. And I mean, the rest is history.
Nice, nice. Now, obviously, it must have been quite a lot of pressure, I guess, because Bonkers was massive, Holiday was massive. Were you sort of sat there going, how can I recreate something as big as that?
It wasn't that much pressure. You know, it was one of the things that just kind of just came because I was still in that zone.
Yeah.
It's just how I was going to make one that just sounded different.
Okay.
By then, so that was a good thing behind it. But once I'd kind of even laid down the demo, I knew that, yeah, now this is a massive track. So it's just executing it and getting people to replay it and get it to sound fat, get it to sound big and sound epic.
Okay, now we should talk about your use of the word dirty. You seem to be fitting it into everything you do at the moment. Your record label, Dirty Cash, you've got the Dirty Love, Dirty Disco. Yeah.
I've got a book coming out in autumn called The Dirty Truth.
Oh, I was going to ask if it was going to be called Dirty Dizzy, but it's The Dirty Truth.
The Dirty Truth, yes, man.
What was the last dirty thing you did, Dizzy?
It's about the next dirty thing we do.
You are filthy. I love it. Now I've got an idea for your next single. Maybe go a bit country music and do Dirty Dolly, like Dolly Parton.
I'm a little bit country.
Yeah, a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah, man, we'll give it a go.
I think it's doable. Bit of 9 till 5, that song, you know, like mash it up a bit.
You never know, man. One thing I've learned, you never know what you're going to do next. You never know what's going to sound big, so I'll try anything.
Now, I've got a few rumours to clear up. I've heard you're a fan of Desperate Housewives. Is this true?
Oh, what have I done to myself?
What have you done, Dizzy?
I've watched it a couple times with a couple girls. It's all right, you know.
Do you watch it more just to impress the lady you're with at the time?
No, she's an excuse to watch it.
Exactly. You can sit there and pretend you don't really like it, but you actually love it.
Oh, do we have to watch this? Turn it up.
And then along comes Eva Longoria on the screen and you're like, exactly. Oh, nice.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's quite a good programme, though, to be fair.
It's one of those things that gets addictive, isn't it? You watch one, then you want to watch another one. Okay, now, as well as Glastonbury, you're doing Tea in the Park, Love Box, Best of All, Reading and Leeds. Which of the UK festivals would you say is your favourite one to perform at?
You know, I ain't got one.
You're not?
I really like Glastonbury. I like Reading and Leeds. Looking forward to Love Box because it's in Vicky Park. So I grew up there.
You're also doing Ibiza Rocks again.
I'm looking forward to that. That's one that always sticks out, man.
It's a highlight of the year, isn't it? Like, for me, every year I go and that's my big thing. I'm like, I've got to go Ibiza Rocks every year.
Banging. You know, you get away with things abroad that you don't really necessarily do here, innit?
This is very, very true. This is true.
And I was hoping you'd admit that.
Now, I want you to tell me the top three places for you in Ibiza to go. So let's do a club, a hotel and somewhere to eat.
You could do all that in Ibiza Rocks, man. Just come see me, get something to eat. Yeah.
And just watch you play.
That's it. You know what I love about that place is that people watch me from their rooms.
Yeah.
Love that. You have the girls in their balconies and all that, all dressed up and that. Sometimes if you're feeling a bit cheeky, you're not wearing nothing. It's lovely, man.
You should be concentrating on performing, Dizzy.
I am. That's my performance there, man. I'm cool.
Checking the ladies out as you do it.
I can't help it.
Now, let's talk a bit about your book. That's coming out in October?
Yeah, it's coming out autumn time. Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing there's quite a lot in there you don't talk about in interviews. So was it almost like a therapy for you, actually writing it all down and getting it out?
Actually, it was therapy, but I'm probably going to need more when people read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got asked about a next set of stupid things I've done. So.
Well, I suppose it's that thing, isn't it? You put it out in the public domain and then you're going to have to deal with the consequences, I suppose.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's good for people to kind of know about my journey, to be fair. It ain't all bad. A lot of it's, like, well, the point of pointing it out is that it's good and it's inspiring. Hope it inspires people and just enlightens people, man, and entertains people, because that's, for the most part, what I do.
Dizzy, it's been a pleasure having you on the show again.
Thank you, man.
And good luck with the single. Everyone go and get it. It's awesome. Thanks, Dizzy.
No problem. Back.
This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, we welcome back Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Now, it's been a good couple of months since you were last here.
Yeah.
Last time you came in, you did a couple of live tracks for us, which everyone loves, by the way.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah, because you had a cold, didn't you?
I did, and it was so frustrating.
So what else has been going on, Jason, since we last saw you?
Well, I've been preparing for my tour, man, which is really exciting, and just released Riding Solo today, which is really cool, and I guess that's pretty much it.
Lots of jet set superstar antics.
Yeah, just, I got off tour with Lady Gaga and now it's time to do my own thing.
Okay. Now, let's have a word with you about this tour, Jason. Only 2 dates in the UK. What's that about?
2 dates in the UK? No, I'm doing like 3 weeks worth.
Are you doing? You're doing more now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, we were a bit relieved. The first time we read about it was like 2 dates and we were like, but everyone loves Jason.
Yeah, we need to do more.
We want more dates.
Absolutely. I'm doing 3 weeks and then I'll go for a little bit and then I'll be back and I'll, do another one, which will be, huge.
What can we expect from the live show then, Jason? Is it going to be all flashing lights and lots of costume changes?
Yeah, man, it's going to be an extravaganza, man. It's a show that is really, really exciting, high energy, lots of dance, and it'll be something that you'd never seen before.
Are you going to have lots of scantily clad ladies joining you on stage?
Scantily clothed. I love that. How awesome is that? Yeah.
Why not? If you said no, I'd be like, come on, Jason, really? yes. Now, something we've read about recently is that you've got a scar on your back from like fans going a bit too crazy. Is that true?
It is. It is true.
Oh, man.
It's a scar. It's there.
What happened?
It reminds me of the love.
Yeah, the slightly over the top love.
Well, I was coming around my tour bus and I tend to rip my shirt off in my shows, so fans might be a little used to that. So she wanted my shirt, and I was coming around the corner and she was looking at me, I was looking at her, she was looking at me and I was looking at her. Then she started running and it was like slow motion for me. It was like,
oh, no.
And then she's coming over, she's like, I want your shirt. Your shirt. And then she started ripping it and a few others came along.
Oh my god.
Then it was a free-for-all.
Oh my god. So were you okay? I mean, obviously battered and bruised, but
no, I was fine. I was fine, but I mean, they cut me to the white meat because they were pulling the shirt so hard, but ooh, I was like, wait, dang. I'll take it off. Wait. But, yeah. I don't think they heard me.
Now, is it true, sir, that you've been working with our very own Pixie Lott on a brand new record?
Yeah, we actually did 2 songs together, one of which will be on her repackaging.
Yeah, okay. We're excited about this. What kind of style is it? Is it a ballad or is it a massive pop anthem?
It's a pop anthem, man.
Yeah!
But it's, it's really lovey-dovey. It's about, like, saying, I may be busy all the time, and I know that, sometimes... we may lose sight of each other, but tonight I'm coming home to you.
Tonight,
yeah, tonight, we don't have to worry about any of that because I'm coming to you tonight and we're going to have an awesome time tonight.
Any man who could go home to Pixie Lott would be a lucky man. Would he not? She's a beauty.
Did you enjoy working with her?
I did. She's a sweetie.
I bet you're loving it in a sense, like going around the world. You must meet a lot of ladies.
I do meet a lot of ladies.
You've just got to enjoy it as well, I think.
Of course. I mean, you got to enjoy life itself, whether you're in a relationship or not. You have to love yourself and try to enjoy every moment because life is really short. So you got to live it.
Okay. And when you do eventually sort of settle down and meet your perfect lady, what sort of woman do you look for? What would you look for in a lady?
My girl has to be, she has to be like charitable. She has to be selfless. She has to be confident. Mm-hmm. And, I want the woman with the biggest heart, to be honest with you. That's such a turn on to me. I like women that are sweethearts.
Okay, nice. In demand. There is a Facebook group, I don't know if you're aware of it, called Randomly Singing Jason Derulo. Now, it's brilliant. No,
I've never heard of that one.
Now, there's over like 100,000 people on there. Already.
How awesome is that?
So we've had an idea because we think it's great and people do it. Like a lot of my friends will just suddenly break out into song and go, Jason Derulo. It's brilliant. We've got an idea for you. We think that somehow we should try and set up like a world record attempt to get as many people in one place singing Jason Derulo at once. Do you not think that would work?
Well, I think I probably have that record.
You probably already do, because like everyone must do it at your gigs. But I'm thinking, let's make this epic.
This could be like right. a huge flash mob type.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'd be sitting on the stage and you'd like do a countdown and go, right, everyone, are you ready? And then they all do it at once. Can we get like a million people to do it?
We could hook up loads of different countries. Me and Lucy could be in like Hyde Park in London. You could be in Madison Square Gardens in New York. We could send people to Japan and to
TV link-ups.
I mind you, this is
all
getting
at the same time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Yeah. Break the record.
It would be awesome. It'd be like, you know, like on Eurovision when they go to the different countries to get the scores.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll just see
how many people we got in each location.
Now, one of your latest random tweets, Snickers bar or Twix. Now, what did you go for in the end?
I wasn't actually going to have one. I just was interested to know like what was more popular because...
Snickers love, every time.
I love both. But, yeah. You know, the most popular was Twix.
Really?
By far, though.
Shocking.
I reckon everyone just had nut allergies and that's why they didn't go for Snickers.
Always a Snickers. Hey, man, when you come and do your tour, can we come and hang backstage with you for a bit? Check out your dressing room and your rider and stuff like that. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah. My rider is really boring, though.
Is it?
Okay. What sort of stuff do you ask for?
Twixes.
I have Twixes. No, I try to lay off those. But I'll have fruits, raw vegetables, and a pack of white T-shirts.
Oh. A pack of white T-shirts.
But, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm about to add something very, very, very special to that rider.
Go on.
Are you guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
A present.
So every day you get a different present.
Yeah.
I love that.
And then like, and then I can like open it up and it'll be something new every single city that I go into. How awesome is that?
That is awesome. You know, actually,
it's like Christmas every day.
It's like every venue you go to, you'll get even more excited every time.
Just got this. You know what the first one's going to be, mate? It's going to be an iPad, and you're going to be like, oh, what the...
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. We think Riding Solo is awesome. The other two singles were superb as well.
Every time you bring a new single out, I'm like, oh, this is my favourite one. Yeah. No, wait, this is. And actually, I'll say it now, Riding Solo is my favourite so far.
Thank you so much. It means the world to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Come back and see you soon. Or we'll come backstage and see you wherever you are in the UK. We'll go out
of
our way
better.
To find
and
you.
And check out my present.
Yes.
We'll buy you a present. How's that?
Oh, that's even awesomer.
You get two presents that day.
Yes.
Jason, thanks for your time.
Yay, thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.
So this is In Demand. I'm Alex.
I'm Lucy.
And tonight we welcome Britain's Got Talent finalist and all-round amazing dancer Tobias is with
us.
Yay.
Hey, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
We're good. I guess you're riding on the crest of a wave that is what happens after Britain's Got Talent finishes.
Just a little bit.
Has it been weird since you finished the competition?
Oh, I couldn't explain to you. It's really weird. It's like I've been like morphed into a different world. It's really crazy. Like you go in places, people were speaking to you, saying how much they liked you and they're sorry that I didn't win and all sort of business. And it's really nice. It's really nice. I've got really nice feedback from everyone and I've not had any haters come across yet. So
good.
life's going good so far.
Now, I mean, you may not have won Britain's Got Talent, but you did get Torso of the Week in Heat Magazine, which is actually amazing.
you can't go wrong with Torso of the Week, can you? You know you've made it once you've done that.
I've been trying to get in there for months and they won't even look twice.
He's been eating chicken and broccoli for months and working out and they still won't put him in.
I'm not going to lie to you, mate. You looked a little bit uncomfortable when Amanda Holden called you fit on on the show as well.
I don't know how to respond to something like that. When someone says you're good looking, like what do you say? Like I couldn't. I got a girlfriend. I cut her around and go, yeah, Amanda, you're fit as well.
Well, you'd be lying as well, which is...
You'd be in trouble, wouldn't you?
She is a good-looking girl. In real life, she's so much more pretty than she is on TV, I think.
You could see her eyes light up every time you came on stage. So what made you go...
I can't say I blame her.
What made you go... All right, chill out, Lucy. What made you go and audition in the first place then, man? Because you'd been on this Dirty Dancing show, hadn't you?
I did do that in the past. To be honest with you, what I wanted to do, because Dirty Dancing was a wonderful experience and it was an opportunity to go to America and get a tan as well. So
awesome.
So you couldn't go wrong. And it was on the site where the actual movie was filmed. So it was brilliant to be there. It was wonderful and it was a great experience and it did change my dance. But Britain's Got Talent offered the opportunity to be on my own and perform on my own and be the front man for once. And I'm used to being in the background, dancing for people in the background and people not knowing my name. And I saw this as an opportunity to get my name out there and maybe progress to further things.
In demand.
Now, of course, people like Diversity and Flawless and also George Sampson feature in that Street Dance 3D movie.
Yeah.
Do you think now you've done Britain's Got Talent, maybe you could be in the next Street Dance?
Oh, if there's a Street Dance too, I'd love to be a part of it. Yeah. I'd love to do it because acting is why it was something I did before I danced. Mm. So I'd like to pursue acting a little bit as well. But yeah, no, if the opportunity came or the offer came up, then I would definitely snatch it and get involved because I did enjoy the dancing in it. Flawless, especially in that movie, were phenomenal. Oh,
yeah.
Which out of your two performances in the finals did you prefer doing? Was it the actual final or the semi-final?
To be honest with you, it was all about the final for me because that was me doing something I really enjoy because I love the whole vampire thing. It was inspired a bit from Twilight, so I like that sort of thing. I read all the Twilight books. I'm looking forward to Eclipse coming out in the cinemas, and it's just like for me that was one that I really could like sink my teeth into, if you will.
I always like the music you use as well, like the Prodigy Omen, amazing song.
Oh, wicked, thank you. Invaders Must Die was my favourite song of theirs.
Yes, oh, that's a good one too. Oh, yeah. I love Prodigy though, I could go on about them all day.
Well, we all loved what you did with the ball as well, that was awesome.
Yeah, the ball.
Oh, thank you.
Was that your idea?
Yeah, it was my idea. I remember a little while back ago, I was watching a show called America's Best Dance Crew, and a girl group got given a task, and the task was illusions, and one of their illusions was to make this ball float. And these girls absolutely tore the stage apart, and the ball was floating, and they were dancing around it. I was like, wow, that would be amazing if I could do that one day. Mm. And then getting into semi-finals, it gave me the option to do it, so I stuck it in there in between my performance. I wasn't originally going to do it, but then I asked if it's possible, if the production team could make this possible for me, and they said, well, here's the tool, see if you can make it work, and made it work, and I had a lot of fun with that ball on stage. It was fun.
All right, when's the tour kick off?
The tour kicks off on Saturday, 19th of June.
Okay, and must be in rehearsals.
In Manchester.
Awesome.
We're in rehearsals, we're talking through things, we're coming up with new ideas. It's all about putting on a massive show. People at home have been voting and now they've bought tickets to the show, so it's all about putting on the best show that the UK has ever had.
What happens next for a guy like you as a solo dancer? What do you see the future as being?
Oh, possibilities are endless. There's no end to a talent. If you want to push something, you can keep going. You can always push things further.
You could be like the next Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
You've got the moves, if you've got the voice, and you can act as well, that'd be brilliant.
I don't think I could ever sing as good as Justin. He's a bit of a hero, that one.
There's a wonderful thing nowadays called auto-tune, yes. Tobias, that a lot of artists use.
Yeah, they all know very well.
I'll be carrying that around with me everywhere I go.
So
then.
What offers have you had so far? Obviously, apart from the tour, are you in talks with anyone else to do stuff, like maybe some advertising, or you've got something else lined up?
There's a few little bits and bobs, but I've not gone into it too deep because I want to put all my focus at the moment because we've got such a short amount of time to make the tour a possibility.
Yeah.
So at the moment, my focus has all gone on that. But okay. I have had a few offers, but it's all about looking into them a bit more when I've got the time because at the moment, I just want to put on a really good show for everyone out there for the Britain's Got Talent tour.
And what did you make of the eventual win at Spellbound?
Oh my days. Wow. Do you know what the thing is about them as well? Not only are they phenomenal and they train hard.
Yeah.
They're up at half past five in the morning.
Yeah.
They train before they go to school. They come home from school. They train and then they go home, go to bed to wake up to train again. Yeah. These guys are robots. They are. And the thing is about it, they are the sweetest people ever. They're so nice. What my favourite is Johnny, little Johnny Stranks. I call him Iron Man, and he calls me Liquid Man. He's brilliant.
Is he the one who's 18 but looks about 12?
No, that's Edward. He's
Edward's
the one. That,
tiny.
He's a genius as well. But they're brilliant. But that, like, do you know what I mean? They both look like twins. It's funny that they're both called John and Edward as well.
They've got more talent than the other John and Edward.
Oh, the more talent's not enough words to explain.
Exactly, a hell of a lot more. But yeah, Edward. I remember the first audition, and he said how he was 18. 18, and literally I was sat there going, no, he's like a 12-year-old with a six-pack.
It's weird.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, their bodies are insane.
Hey, Tobias, thanks very much for entertaining us on Britain's Got Talent. Thanks for chatting to us tonight as well.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with the tour, and we'll hopefully see you again soon, man.
Thank you. Take
Tobias
care.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.